to expect perfect happiness in this world. It is expecting what you will not find. The world is a place where there is much crying and where things do not always go on pleasantly. I hear many boys and girls talking of pleasures they will have when they are men and women. I am sorry for them when I hear them talking in this way. I know they are mistaken. I know they will be disappointed. They will find when they grow up that they cannot get through the world without many troubles and cares. There are no roses without thorns. There are no years without dark and rainy days. There is no living on earth without crying and tears. I will now speak of the second place about which I promised to tell you something. There is a place where there is nothing else but crying. What is this place? It is the place to which all bad people go when they are dead. It is the place which the Bible calls hell. In hell, there is no laughter and smiling. There is nothing but weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. In hell, there is no happiness. Those who go there cry on night and day without stopping. They have no rest. They never go to sleep and wake up happy. They never stop crying in hell. Beloved children, I am sorry to tell you that there are many people going to hell. Broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be which go in it. I am afraid that many children are going to hell. I see many boys and girls who are so naughty and ill-behaved that I am sure they are not fit for heaven. And if they are not fit for heaven, where will they go if they die? There is only one other place to which they can go. They must go to hell. Dear children, it makes me sad to say these things. I cannot bear the thought of boys and girls going to that dreadful place where there is nothing but crying. My heart's desire and prayer to God for you is that you may not go to hell. But I want you to know some things which you must mind if you would not go to hell. Listen to me now while I ask you a few questions. For one thing, I will ask you, do you love Jesus Christ? You ought to love him. He died for your sins upon the cross that he might save you from hell. He allowed himself to be shut up in the dark prison of the grave, that your sins might be forgiven, and that you might not be chained in hell forever. Dear children, think about this. If you love nothing but play and eating and drinking and fine clothes and storybooks and do not love Christ, you are not in the right way. Take care. If you do not mind, you will go at last to the place where there is nothing but crying. I will ask you another thing. Do you try to please Christ? You ought to do so. I read in the Bible that Jesus Christ said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Dear children, think about this. If you are selfish, or passionate, or tell lies, or quarrel with one another, or do not do as you are bid, you are not Christ's friends. Take care. If you do not mind, you will go at last to the place where there is nothing but crying. I will ask you another thing. Do you keep the Sunday holy? You ought to do so. God commands it, and it is for your good. I once heard of a little boy who went to play upon the ice on Sunday instead of coming home straight from church. "Tommy," said his mother, "why did you do so?" "Mother," said Tommy, "I did not remember that it was Sunday." "Tommy," said his mother, "that is the very thing God told you not to do. He said in the fourth commandment, remember, remember to keep holy the Sabbath." Dear children, think about this. If you do not like to give God one day in the week, your hearts are not right. Take care. If you do not mind, you will go at last to the place where there is nothing but crying. I will ask you another thing. Do you say your prayers? You ought to do so. God will never be a friend to you if you do not speak to Him and ask Him to take care of your soul and make you good. If you never pray or say your prayers without thinking, your heart will soon be full of mischief and sin. It will never be empty for a day. I once heard of a boy who had a little garden given to him all full of flowers, but he did nothing for it. He never raked it or weeded it. And after a few weeks, the weeds came up so thick that the flowers died. Dear children, think of this. If you do not ask God to put the Holy Spirit in your hearts, the devil will soon fill them with sin. Take care. If you do not mind, you will go at last to the place where there is nothing but crying. I will ask you one more question. Do you read your Bible? You ought to do so. That beautiful book is able to keep you from hell and save your soul. If you use the Bible rightly, you will not be hurt by the devil. I once heard of a little boy in Africa who was sleeping with his father in the open air near a fire. He awoke in the middle of the night and saw a great lion close to him, looking as if he was going to seize him. The little boy took up a lighted stick out of the fire and put it in the lion's face and drove him away. Dear children, think of this. The devil is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But he cannot harm you if you make a right use of the Bible. If you would drive him from you, you must read your Bible. If you can read and yet neglect your Bible, you are in great danger. Take care. If you do not mind, the devil will carry you off to the place where there is nothing but crying. Beloved children, remember my 5 questions. Think of them often and try your own hearts by them. I am not afraid about children who love Jesus and try to please Him and keep the Sunday holy and pray and read their Bibles. I am not afraid that they will go to hell if they die. But I am afraid about children who care nothing about these things. I think they are in great danger. I will now speak of the third place about which I promised to tell you something. There is a place where there is no crying at all. What is this place? It is heaven. It is the place to which all good people go when they are dead. There all is joy and happiness. There no tears are shed. There sorrow and pain and sickness and death can never enter in. There can be no crying in heaven, because there is nothing that can cause grief. Dear children, there will be no more lessons in heaven. All will have been learned. The school will be closed. The rod and correction will be laid aside forever. There will be an eternal holiday. There will be no more work in heaven. Man will no longer need to labor for his bread. The head will no longer have to ache with thinking. The hands will no longer be stiff and brown with toiling. There will be an eternal rest for the people of God. There will be no sickness in heaven. Pain and disease and weakness and death will not be known. The people who dwell there shall no more say, "I am sick." They will be always well. There will be nothing but health and strength forevermore. There will be no sin in heaven. There will be no bad tempers, no unkind words, no spiteful actions. The great tempter, the devil, will not be allowed to come in and spoil the happiness. There shall be nothing but holiness and love forevermore. Best of all, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself will be in the midst of heaven. His people shall at last see Him face to face and go out from His presence no more. He shall gather His lambs into His bosom and wipe away all tears from all eyes. Where He is will be fullness of joy, and at His right hand shall be pleasures forevermore. Dear children, would you not like to go to heaven? We cannot live always in this world. A day will come when we must die, like the old people who have died already. Children, would you not like to go to heaven when you die? Listen to me, and I will tell you something about the way by which you must go.